Early in the morning, as the day begins, I come before you. Surrendering my will, so it be thine forever through and through. Amazing.
Okay, let's try again. Pastor Murapa, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, now I hear you as well. I was struggling to hear you the first time around, but I think we can get started. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, so if you could repeat what you had said about the biblical examples of men taking leadership roles in evangelism and spreading the gospel, the line like cut off, so we didn't hear a single thing. So if you could just start that over again.
Okay. I said the Bible is filled with several examples of people who were taking leadership roles in the evangelism. Like, for example, the first Jesus recruited the 12 apostles, and they had to be trained first by Jesus before they could take the leadership roles in evangelism.
Right.
For example, we see Peter in Acts when he preached his first sermon, 3,000 souls were converted. Mm. And you also know of Paul, who wrote the largest part of the New Testament. He was also taking a leadership role in evangelism. Then we can also try to fit people like maybe Stephen, though we can call, we might not call him an evangelist, but in Acts chapter 7 we hear of his sermon, which was so powerful, which impacted the growth of Christianity when it was still in its infant stages. So right. I think the Bible is filled with several examples. I'm just naming a few of them.
Okay. And I wanted to find out, do you think there's a difference between men taking the leadership role in evangelism compared to women?
Maybe it depends with the culture. Like,
okay,
in the biblical times, it was a patriarchal society. So women, we didn't hear much of women taking a significant part in the spreading of the gospel. Of course, we had Aquila and Priscilla, but in comparison with men, I think we see men taking most of the evangelistic part in the New Testament.
Right.
As well as in the Old Testament.
Right. Okay. How can then Christian men balance their responsibilities in their families and communities while also prioritizing evangelism? Because we live in a very busy time, right? People have careers, people have families, there are social events, there are community projects, all of that. How do they slot in? How can men then prioritize their evangelistic efforts as much as they're prioritizing other aspects of their lives?
Yeah, maybe I think the first thing they need to prioritize, like they need to identify the key priorities in life. Like when it's family time, it's family time. Family time is not time to evangelize.
Right.
Some of the evangelists, they miss this. They spend much time with the doing the preaching and evangelism when the family will start to suffer. So I think they need to prioritize. Once they prioritize, I think it will go well, because they need to strike a balance, actually.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so they need to find the balance between being a father, being a husband, and being an evangelist. And without neglecting any of the other parts. As much as evangelism is important, we cannot neglect our family, we cannot neglect our work. But at the same time, as much as work and family are important, as we are commissioned by God, we cannot also neglect our evangelism. All right, thank you for that. So What unique challenges do you think Christian men face in sharing the gospel in today's culture? Looking at the technological era we're living in, the way people have become liberal with the way that they experience Christianity, the way the priorities have changed, people have changed, and even the way the church exists in the world has changed. So what can be the challenges that men face during this era of sharing the gospel?
Okay, during this era of sharing the... Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I think during this era, the most challenge is... I think maybe the COVID-19 has affected so many people such that they can't see now that using the internet and what to evangelize was necessitated by the... By what was happening at that time. Now
right.
COVID is over.
Mm-hmm.
People, I think they need to revert to their old ways of evangelism. In as much as we can use the internet and what, but I think being there physically, evangelizing to the people is more practical and effective.
Right.
That's
Okay, I see what you're saying. However, if you look at the digital age of evangelism, don't you think it's become more accessible to evangelize on a platform instead of in person because of how much more people you can reach compared to the individual door-to-door type of evangelism that used to be done in the past?
Yeah, it's also, I think when it comes to evangelism, let me put a disclaimer on this one.
Okay.
We need to use all the ways we are able to use, not to just stick with just one method. Because if we stick to one method, some people might not have the access to, like you say, YouTube and Facebook.
Right.
Like where I'm working right now, you rarely see a person with a smartphone. So how will Adventist World Radio reach that person? So I think it depends also with the context. So you'll be targeting a certain group of individuals.
Right.
When you are using those platforms and so forth.
Okay, I see.
So they are good. We cannot discard them.
But we also need to be aware that there are some people who don't have the access to the internet and to the data that is required to watch these videos. So it needs, like you said earlier, that there needs to be a balance between these things. Okay, I completely understand. So... how can Christian men then effectively engage with men who may be resistant or skeptical towards Christianity?
Hello.
Okay, I'll say the question again. How do you think Christian men can be effective in engaging with men who are resistant or skeptical towards Christianity? Because men, I believe, might be the harder people to evangelize to. So how can Christian men then use the advantage of themselves being men in approaching men who are resistant or skeptical about our faith?
Okay, maybe first and foremost, they need to build a strong relationship with the people they are targeting to evangelize to. One of the biggest mistakes people make is that they start to evangelize to people whom they are not their friends. So
right.
That creates a sort of a resistance. You're just coming from, they will say, what is this stranger saying? So I think friendship and relationship must come first. Then people can proceed with their evangelism and whatsoever.
Right.
And and the other thing, I think we need to respect other people's boundaries. Yeah, there are certain things that may turn off people when we are trying to establish maybe a biblical subject or what. Like people tend to be judgmental,
right?
We need to not to operate out these sets of beliefs, but we need to come from a point of their belief, and then we will try to first establish a common ground. Then we can share our message from that point. Yeah, I think that will be more effective.
Right, right. I think that is the best way to approach it. And I think in this week's lesson, our quarterly study, it was talking about love. One of the days was talking about how people were very active in the way that they evangelized, not necessarily going to say, okay, this is what the Bible says, this is what you should do, but they were active in the sense of when there was a need in the community, they spoke of an epidemic that happened, and Christians were going out to be assistants, to work as nurses, even at the detriment of their own lives. And through those actions, people were drawn to that faith because they are seeing the actions of the people that belong to that faith. And I think that is one of the best ways to effectively evangelize. It is through your lifestyle, and it is through how you engage with other people that can be more impactful than the words that you share. So I think, yes, you're right with that. And then lastly, Pastor, what role does mentoring play in equipping and empowering Christian men to be effective evangelists? So is it important for men to be mentored? Is it important for men to mentor young men or boys so that they can also make sure that they're equipped and they're ready to evangelize in the spaces that they exist in?
Yeah, mentoring plays a crucial role in equipping and empowering Christian men to be effective. I think we can see this way because mentoring provides guidance to the people.
Right.
And guidance, that means they are adorned with wisdom and practical advice based on experience of the mentor.
Mm-hmm.
So I think very beneficial. Yeah. Like we need to be mentored because at times we might lack experience. Yeah, when you see one of these things, and like me, I'm working here. There are certain times when I consult my senior pastors.
Right.
And whenever I consult the senior pastor, one way or the other, they encountered such kind of a case back then. So you see, with experience comes wisdom.
Mm.
So mentoring does play a crucial role.
Okay, all right. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pastor. I think today we have gotten a glimpse of the importance of men being part of spreading the gospel of God. Thank you so much, Pastor Ian, for joining us. And I think that would conclude our conversation for the day. Thank you so much.
Okay, it's my pleasure. Thank you as well.
All right. That was Pastor Ian Murapa, who was leading us in a discussion about evangelism and the role of men in that activity.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.